Hello and welcome. As a new follower of Jesus, one of the most important teachings is to understand and apply the Golden Rule, which is based on loving others as Jesus loves us. In this study, we'll explore five key points that will help you keep this commandment in your daily life. Are you interested? Are you ready? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What was the greatest commandment? Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." We find this in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Jesus summed up the entire law with two commands. Love God with everything you have, your heart, your soul, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Loving others is the natural extension of loving God. When you love God first, loving others becomes easier and more natural. Ask yourself this each and every day. How can I show love to God today? This can be through prayer, worship, and simply acknowledging His presence in your life. Then ask, how can I love others today? Look for opportunities to serve, encourage, and care for the people around you. Number two, what is love? Now we find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to use verses 4, 7, and 8, and it talks about what is love. It says this, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, it does not boast, is not proud, is always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always persevere. Love never fails. Paul provides a beautiful definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is not just a feeling, but a choice to act in ways that reflect God's character. Here are some key aspects of love. Love is patient and kind, is protective, is trusting, is hopeful, and perseverance, and is unfailing. When you're interacting with others, try to apply these characteristics of love. If you're tempted to be impatient or unkind, remember that love reflects God's heart and chooses to respond with kindness and patience. Next, what love is not. Now, we just talked about what love is, but let's talk about what love is not. It's also found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it's found in verses 5 and 6. It says this, love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love has boundaries. It does not dishonor others or acts out of selfishness or anger. Love forgives and keeps no record of wrongs. Love rejoices in truth and good things, not in what is wrong or harmful. Take time today and reflect on your actions and words. Are you holding on to past hurts or grievances? Let go of resentment. When you're tempted to respond in anger or selfishness, remind yourself that love is not about self-gain, but about honoring others and seeking the good. Number four, what was the new commandment Jesus gave? We find this in John chapter 15, verse 12, which says this, "My commandment is this, to love each other as I have loved you." Now that's really up to you. Jesus says in John 15, 12, He says, Jesus gave us a new commandment to love others the way He loves us. Jesus' love is sacrificial, unconditional, and selfless. He didn't just tell us to love, He showed us how by laying down His life for us. When you struggle to love someone, remember how Jesus loved you, sacrificially and unconditionally. Ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you to love like Jesus, especially when it's hard. Think about how you can serve and care for others. just like Jesus served and cared for you. Ask yourself this question: why are we able to love others? We find this answer in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 11, which says this: "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love others." We are able to love others because God first loved us. His love for us is the foundation and source of our ability to love others. It's not through our own strength, but through the love of God. God has shown us that we can love others. Remember that love isn't something you have to generate on your own. When you spend time with God and experience His love for you, it fills you up and overflows into your relationships with others. Let God's love empower you to love those around you. You know, it's interesting. I found in the book of John, it talks about, John 17, it talks about how God loves us just as much as He loves Jesus. Now, when we are going to love other people, we're not loving people out of our own strength, but we're loving others because we remember just how much God demonstrated His love for us and how much Jesus demonstrated His love for us by God sending His only begotten Son, Jesus, and Jesus being willing to lay His life down on the cross for you and I to pay for sins He never even committed. And the fact that God loved us so much, even when we were so unlovely, He still loves us. So what would I say to all that? I would say each day I want you to choose one person to show love to, whether it's a family member or friend or even a stranger. Look for a way to love them through kindness, through patience, do selfless service. Let this be a reminder that loving others is an act of obedience to God's command. Now let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for loving me with an unconditional sacrificial love. Help me to love others the way you love me. Fill me with your love so that I can reflect it in my relationships with everyone I meet. Teach me to live out the golden rule every day and empower me through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.